This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of The Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined by my good friend, Cody Frankel. Avery is currently stuck in traffic, so he'll be joining us probably in the next like 10 or 15 minutes or so, but he will be on. First of all, I think we just got to start out by saying thank you to everyone that showed up to American Whiskey last night. Big thank you to Kevin also for hosting us. It was a great turnout. It was a lot of fucking fun. That place was rowdy, and the New York Post actually had a couple people there, and they posted clips from the bar, you know, after Chris Kreider scored to go ahead 4-3. It was just a really cool turnout. It was great meeting a lot of people. We don't have those so often, and when we do, it's always a lot of fun, and it inclines us to do it again. So I think we'll probably do it again for, if there is one, game six of the Eastern Conference Finals, which will actually be on Saturday. What is the date? Saturday, the 20th. Let me find it. I have it in here somewhere.
It would be the first, right?
Saturday, the first of June. Yes. June 1st, Saturday is game six. That's an 8 p.m. puck drop. And we will do a viewing party.
That will be insane, bro.
That night, if it gets there.
That would be insane.
Yeah. But anything you want to say just before we kind of move on from that? Because it was a lot of fucking fun, man. And honestly, I'm so hungover. Like my head is pounding.
Yeah. I woke up and I just, my head was pounding. You know, when you hit over 30, you have anything over four beers and you immediately get a hangover.
But shots too, jello shots too,
yeah.
Everything all was that. Fun.
Dude, me and Avery saved the fucking season. So I'm sure some of you saw, but we were down 3-1. Johnny like kept disappearing. He had some stomach issues going on.
No, I was entertaining the people that showed up, the nice people.
But no, so we were down 3-1, and you know, I'm looking to my left. People are like, I'm never rooting for this team again. I'm looking to my right. I see people like, fuck, I'm deleting my Twitter and whatever. Me and Avery, okay, we're a little depressed, but I'm like, yo, let's go into this corner and let's just start a little prayer circle. Me and Avery go to this
Did
one
you actually
stool.
Do that?
Dude, I swear to God, me and Avery went to this one stool and just sat at this. We like shared the stool just in a corner. All of a sudden, 5 minutes later, Chris Kreider scores. And then wait. We're building up. And then wait, he scores again. And now we're all going crazy. You know, we come in, me and Avery go back to our stool, and then he scores again. And and the rest was history. It was just, that was just a moment in time. You know, some can say we saved the season,
yeah.
But some will say I saved the season because since I said the Rangers didn't lose and didn't win or whatever I said,
the Rangers lost and they didn't win.
they have not lost again, and they did win. So let's fucking go.
Yeah, that was you know, it's funny, the two games we've done watch parties for. Well, I guess we did a meetup last year before one of the games.
Yeah, for like an hour.
But we did watch. Yeah, literally for like an hour. But we did watch parties.
We were all going to the game. All of us were going to the game. We're like.
Yeah. But it's funny when you think we did watch parties for game six of the Penguin series and game six of the Canes series. And both of those games were pretty big Chris Kreider fucking games.
Yeah.
Like if you think about it.
Yeah. It's going to be. Do we have fan questions today?
Yeah, we have a lot. We'll get into that too.
Okay. Well, before we say that, like, you know, our potential next opponent, right? We have two totally different teams, right? Yeah. We have the poor man's Rangers in the Boston Bruins, and that's my nickname for them.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. That's your own thing.
It's my own thing. I coined it. I'm trademarking it. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have the Florida Panthers, who are a very good team. And not that Boston's not a very good team. I just think they're pretty shallow outside of having an elite goaltender, an elite scorer, pretty elite defenseman, and then, you know, one or two good guys. I think the rest of their team's kind of trash, personally. Yeah. But Florida obviously has a lot of dudes, a lot of good players. I know you love when I say dudes.
Yeah, Jonathan, I do love when you say that.
You know, it's going to be interesting because if somehow Boston rattles off two wins, I mean, the story's going to be there, right? The Rangers are going to be the heavy favorites, and you almost think, like, not to get too cocky against a team that you should beat, because if somehow
it's happened a lot before,
right? Yeah. And if somehow they beat,
I think Ranger fans were chanting, "We want Boston outside of the
crazy move." Crazy move. I mean, crazy move. Listen, I want Boston.
That never works.
Yeah, and I want Boston as much as the next guy. I really do. I mean, I think we will handle them pretty steadily, but like you never know. And
did you come to the Garden with me last night after or no?
No, I left before you guys. I'm the one who sent you the video. I left right before you, and I'm the one who sent you the video like, yo, shit's going down at the Garden. And
oh, really?
I sent you the video of me like running there. It was crazy.
I was pretty drunk by the end of that game.
it was wild. That was awesome. But basically my point is either team we play, it's probably going to be a battle. So we better just enjoy this ride. And like this team is like this has got to be the team. That's it. Like there's no ifs and buts. Like this is the fucking team one way or another. It's either going to be the team that wins us the cup and brings us to glory, or it's going to be the team that breaks all of our hearts. But this is the team. And those are my words.
Yeah. And I actually want to plug in what I asked Jonathan quick, because I spoke to him at practice on Wednesday. And, you know, he was a guy that, like, you kind of just look to in situations like these, right? Like, he was on two teams that, you know, had 3-0 leads, lost game 4 and 5, ended up closing it out in 6, the 2012 Kings and last year's Vegas Golden Knights. And he was also on the team, you know, that came back from down 0-3 LA Kings in 2014 and beat the Sharks in 7. And, you know, I was like really not like blown away, but his mentality, and it's always cliche sometimes how hockey guys answer questions, but like you could really feel the true feeling in his voice, you know. So I wrote that article for Daily Faceoff, but like I wanted to play the clip because you can kind of hear it in his voice when he says, like,
but you know, if there's anyone that could speak to both situations, I feel like on both sides it's you. You know, you came back as a goaltender down 3-0 before Carolina side, and last year with Vegas you guys had a 3-0 lead, lost 2 to Dallas in game 6. Just wanted to kind of hear your experience and any similarities you see with either, you know, this team and last year's experiences with Vegas and how you guys can bounce back from these two games.
Doesn't matter what happened a game ago, 2 games ago, 3 games ago. Honestly, it means nothing. It's, you know, there's no momentum that carries over game to game. It's just whether we're down 3-0 and we just won 2, or, you know, it doesn't fucking matter. You're trying to win a hockey game. It doesn't change your approach. You know, whatever took place leading up to it, you know, no matter what, there's a game 6 to be played tomorrow. You know, we're doing everything we can to get ready to go and win a hockey game. That'd be the same case no matter how it played out leading up to it.
it's really day to day and it's game to game. Nothing fucking matters. Nothing carries over. And I know we hear that in press conferences all the time and we see it written in articles, but when you actually hear it with the tone behind it, I think it does. It sends a different message. So I just wanted to play that quick. No pun intended, but you know, I think this team, and this is a question. So I did the New York Post today and they asked me if I would consider the Rangers to be resilient. And while I agree that in moments they are, this team, like that No Quit New York slogan, right, that we've used for now for 2-3 years, I think this team is still more in the driver's seat than those teams were. So like while there is no quit, I think sometimes you're doing my face.
Bro, you're pulling a me, dude. You're like, there's no quit, but there isn't quit.
No, I'm saying they can be resilient at times, but I think this team is more consistent than the previous teams where they're not always.
So you're saying this team actually has no quit and previous teams.
No, I'm saying this team doesn't have to always have no quit because they're typically ahead and in control.
Dude, where you're so pulling a me right now.
Am I not making sense? I feel like I'm making clear sense.
No, you're making sense. Like I make sense, yeah. But you're also not making sense, which is great. It's a good thing. I understand what you're saying.
I really feel like I'm communicating this clearly. we need Avery in here for this, but can you turn your brain on for one second?
Well, Johnny, I agree with what you're saying.
Are you mocking yourself?
I'm mocking Avery. yeah. He's gonna be so mad. I see what you're saying, and listen, like, you know, we have used the no quit moniker for quite a long time now. I mean, it's a couple years, and it's kind of been retired this year. I feel like, you know, maybe the Rangers handle still use it, but people really don't use it that much. No, I think it's kind of
Rangers don't even use it. Yeah,
I've seen it a couple times this year.
Carolina had one.
Yeah, I saw it. a bunch of quit
in Carolina or whatever.
Yeah. There quite literally is quit in Carolina, so you can take that and stuff it down. But
there is choke in Carolina.
Yeah, but Avery's going to come in soon. Before Avery comes in, I do want to talk about one of our great sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season: NHL, MLB, golf, NBA. I'm going to the Yankees game tonight. They're giving away sick Yankees hockey jerseys. I'm pumped. If I don't get one, you might hear me cry on the pod later this week. But, you know, all your latest stats, news, scores, always available to all your favorite teams. You can get the latest odds, lines, matchups, player props. You know, Johnny's a big bettor out there. I bet occasionally. Avery's a big bettor. We use Bet Online all the time. Head to the website today or use your cell. Get in on the action because Bet Online is where the game starts. Now back to the show. That was pretty fucking good, wasn't
that it? That was clean. That was clean.
Pretty fucking good.
But were we done with what I was trying to say? Like, no.
I think we're done with it. I that was my way of being like, let's. Okay.
But we can bring it back up when Avery hops in.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
What were you gonna say?
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
What do you want to talk about now?
Well, no, I was gonna say, you know, I'm like, again, I haven't looked at any of the fan questions yet. So just talking about specific players and let's talk about Rod Brind'Amour first, because in his post game, actually, you know what? We should also say fuck Dom, right?
Fuck Dom, dude. I actually said it to you last night. I don't know if you remember, but when we were celebrating, I was like, you were like, oh, like, I forgot what you said, but you're like, I can't believe we did it. And I was like, yeah, fuck Dom, bro. And Dom, you know what? We're going to get you back on because
We love you, Dom.
We love you, but I got to tell you something, dude. Analytics don't know shit. Analytics cannot stop fate and destiny, and this is the destiny train that is going to win that fucking cup.
I DM'd him today, and I said, would you like to try and win the hearts back of Ranger fans today?
Dude.
And he said, I fear my presence is a jinx to their opponents, so I must decline for now just to see how far destiny goes.
Okay, fair. Also, I want to call out to one of our friends, Anna Dua, because I think she's absolutely crushed. She was talking a big game to me last night about how the
game was holding back tears at the end of that game.
Tears. She was like,
you know what? I'm gonna see if she wants to hop in quick.
She was like, I have the Canes beating the Stars, and you know, like in the cup, like the Canes are winning cup. Like they're fate. We're fate. We are fate. We're destiny. And you just can't stop destiny. You know. thanks to Anna for coming by yesterday. Maybe she's our good luck charm. Maybe we need her against the Panthers, but we'll see.
She was laughing her ass up 3-1 thinking it was over.
I know. She was literally living large and making fun of all of us sad. And then slowly we chipped away and just broke her heart.
But let's talk about a guy who made two huge plays in the third period. And I actually want to credit, because I didn't even notice it. And, you know, that's the one thing about watching games at bars. Like, you're not paying close attention, obviously. This is a game where I didn't pick out little details. But I want to bring up this tweet because I saw it this morning and I've literally watched it like 10 times. This guy, Mike Reck. So he like zoomed in on his TV and showed the play where Roslovic is in a board battle, like skating it into the zone with Jacob Slavin. And he is like on one knee essentially and has the frame of mind to kick the puck back where Mika then picks it up and goes between his legs. And that eventually leads to Mika throwing it at the net and Kreider scores the rebound goal to make it 3-2. Yeah. This play by Roslovic was unfucking believable to be able to think that creatively in that moment. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. And he had an unbelievable game last night. Like,
he had an unbelievable game.
Dude, he did. He had two assists. He had two assists on the Kreider goal.
I'm saying third period. Like,
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the Rangers played so great.
He was buzzing in the first, dude. Any chance we had, Rosie was around, dude. Any chance.
But here's the one thing about Roslovic, too. Like, I'm going to make a comparison here. And I know exactly how it sounds, but hear me out, because they're not the same level of player, but the style is very similar. Roslovic has a lot of Matt Barzal similarities, where their speed is always noticeable, their puck handling is a little bit noticeable, their skating ability and their cutbacks and their edges are noticeable, but sometimes they're guilty of being a little bit on the perimeter and holding onto the puck a little too long and not making the high IQ plays. Roslovic has done that from time to time in these playoffs where he's noticeable because he's fast and he skates well and he looks good, but the play he eventually makes isn't always the best play. Yeah. In this game, in the third period, the two plays he makes, you know, the one we just talked about, and then on the game-winning goal, the Rangers, we talked about it last episode, I think. The Rangers had a lot of success offensively when they were getting the puck, when they were skating the puck low to high and doing the high roller, which is where the puck carrier is usually a forward, comes from below the goal line, skates it up to the point, either drops it to the defenseman who switches spots with him, or just continues to carry the puck and maybe throws it on net. Lindgren reads that play, comes down the boards. They do a little exchange drop pass, and Lindgren then has the speed over, I believe, Sebastian Aho. I don't know if it actually was Aho. Now that I'm saying it out loud, it might be a second guess. But, you know, and Lindgren just and Kreider just kind of does a spin move around Orlov, I believe, and gets an open stick, and Lindgren finds him. Like, that's a huge play by Ryan Lindgren. But that's Jack Roslovic reading that. I think it might have been Aho on Roslovic originally, and then maybe they switched. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Details don't matter. But Roslovic had a really good bounce back game after getting a lot of heat and a lot of criticism after game five for just a little bit of laziness. So I just wanted to give him some credit. And Ryan Lindgren deserves credit too, because Lindgren had that play in the second period, the back end that gets through Anderson's five hole, and Martinuk robbed it on the goal line.
Dude, Martinuk was their best player last night. He was their best player.
Didn't go in.
Dude,
did you really pay attention that closely, like, to know who their best player was? Because I couldn't tell you.
Martinuk was their best player last night.
He had a couple good chances.
Every fucking time you look.
He had that one in the third that I think he missed the net.
Yeah, dude, no. I'm telling you, man, like, me and Avery, although we were having fun, like, we watched the whole fucking game.
Yeah. I missed a good amount.
We were like locked in, and like Martinuk was all over, bro. He was being a pest last night. He obviously made that insane. When he made that save, I think to Rangers fans across the globe, that was like, we're fucked. That was like, oh my God, maybe this isn't meant to happen. And then, I mean, Chris Kreider just said, go fuck yourself, and I'm gonna take this shit over. And that's what he did. But it was awesome. Should we get into some fan questions? I don't know what Avery's deal is.
Let's wait for Avery.
I only got 30 minutes.
You said 3:45.
That's in 30 minutes.
Oh yeah. But let's just wait for Avery to do the fan questions. We don't want to miss the whole thing.
Okay.
I think we'll do a separate show once Florida or Boston gets through, so we can talk about like a little preview. Right? Like, you want to do something separate for that?
like once. Yeah, we could do like a 20-minute streamer, like whatever. Okay.
But let me ask you this. So thinking back to this series, you know, I think originally we talked about Trocheck kind of being the guy. Then there was some talk of Panarin after the overtime winner and whatnot. Igor obviously was outstanding the entire time.
Yep.
Was there someone who stood out to you that maybe doesn't get enough credit?
That's a great question. So, you know, Avery Kariri.
Also, Igor save on Svechnikov in the last 2.5 minutes.
Insane. Fucking insane. Sick. It was sick. that was the Swayman level save that we needed, what he did in game five. So I'm gonna answer your question, but first I'm gonna kind of reverse it and say somebody who I think didn't do what he should, and that's Kaapo Kakko.
I thought he was gonna have a great series. Dude, I really
he was
did.
Invisible, and you know, he to me is playing himself out of New York. You know, and I really think he is. Like, they're going to have to make decisions, right? Loft's earning himself a big contract, I think, or pretty decently sized. And
Kakko, you know, is an RFA too. So just remember
that. And dude, they have Lindgren. I'm pretty sure Lindgren's an RFA, right? So it's like, who do you choose? Obviously you go Lindgren. Like, he contributes significantly more to the team. And, you know, to me, and I don't want to bash on Kakko too much. The vibes are good, but I
have grown to really, really like Kaapo Kakko as a person. Like, he's very kind, always.
I'm sure, dude. I'm sure he's a great person, but here's the thing, man. If we want to beat a Florida team, like, we need that third line to contribute offensively. Like, it can only, you know, you can only get so far, right? Like, against Washington, sure, whatever. They had a goal, and, you know, maybe they had a goal. Did they have a goal in this series? Maybe they had a goal in this series. Cooley had a goal, but.
Cooley had a goal from Wemberg, a great pass by Kakko. That Cooley scored. Wemberg also made a great play on the Lafreniere's first goal, I think, in game two. Wemberg made that great play.
I mean, Wemberg just needs to shoot the puck more, quite honestly. I think he's too good not to. But
he had that chance in game five in the slot, and he he just mishandled it. Like, he wanted to shoot it, but he mishandled
I know. But that's what I would like to see out of him. And you know, Wemberg, I'm not giving him a pass, but I think against Florida, it's going to be so important that he's able to, like, contain Barkov and Tkachuk and, like, those guys, like, defensively and do some work there that I'll kind of, like, put his offensive skills aside. But I think from a Cooley and Kakko perspective, like, you know, I thought Cooley had a pretty good series, but, like, we need offense from that third line to really win this series. Like, it doesn't need to be a whole bunch of goals, but, like, we need contributors from our top nine, like, if we want to really have a shot to win this series, which I think we could win this series. So that's kind of where I'm gonna go there. And then one guy I want to say, man, and he gets a lot of shit, Barclay Gaudreau. I thought he had a pretty solid series.
Great series.
I thought he had a pretty solid
incredible series.
He scored the open net.
Whole fourth line was great.
Yeah. So Barclay Gaudreau is my guy. How about you?
You had a lot there. That was good. It's a tough one. You know, Lafreniere obviously comes to mind just with the early parts of the series he was great in.
Yeah.
The last couple of games he was a little bit quieter. You know, I'm trying to think on the back end, like, I thought Braden Schneider was a little bit underrated. I thought he had a pretty good series. You know, he's just Schneider, become very solid.
Yeah. He's becoming like, I mean, this is crazy, but he's becoming like Dan Girardi. Mark Stahl. He's just becoming Mr. Reliable.
He's just solid.
Like,
yeah.
You know, he's just a solid defenseman who,
he had that one play where Jordan Staal burned him, but I don't really I don't put the blame on Schneider there. And I know that's crazy because he's the one who gets beat, but they had four guys back.
Yeah.
And Mika goes for a bad change and Roslovic does a flyby. Like, yes, he's a little lazy and he's like 10 feet back of the blue line, but there's a lot of little things in that play that you can look at Schneider and be like, oh, I see why he wasn't up in the play so quickly. Cause there were guys there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, I think Schneider had a good series. I think Key had a good series. Obviously Fox is hurt. I mean, I actually think Fox had a good game last night. Last night was the first night, like, of the series that I was like, wow, Fox is like, he's actually moving well and stuff. And one thing I do want to say, and I don't know if you agree with this, but, and I know you missed part of the game, but dude, last night was the first game of the series that I think they 100% completely shut down Jake Guentzel. was complete non-factor.
I didn't notice him at all.
Didn't even notice him. Didn't even notice him on the ice. And I
again, I didn't watch as closely as I usually do. I didn't notice him at all.
It was last night, dude. It was all Martinook, Natchez, Seth Jarvis, like that, and Svetch. Like it was those four. Like Gensel was completely locked up, and Aho was around too. Aho was making moves, but like Gensel was completely locked up.
Did Gensel not assist on Natchez's goal? Let me look.
I don't know, but like Natchez was open. Like, dude, nobody was covering him.
This
so
is probably our worst pod when it comes to detail. Oh, no,
I mean,
it
doesn't even matter. I don't think it was. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think it was Gensel.
Yeah, no points. No points.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man, they absolutely shut him down. And correct yourself, bro. This is your worst pod. Okay.
Yeah, my worst pod.
I'm locked in. Sorry. You're good. My bad. But all right, dude, should we like get into it? I don't know. I actually don't know what Avery's deal is. If there's so many, like, let's just do some because I might have to jump. So I want to. Okay.
All right. You know? And we'll just get Avery's opinion in the middle
of
it.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get into our fan questions brought to you by Breakaway Payments. Rangers fans, if you own a business or work at a company that accepts credit cards as a form of payment, then listen up. Breakaway Payments has payment processing solutions for retail and e-commerce businesses, custom integrations, and more. Email fellow Rangers fan Brett@breakawaypayments.com or visit their website, www.breakawaypayments.com. That's www.breakawaypayments.com. Breakaway Payments will save your business a ton of money on those dreaded credit card processing fees. Let's go Rangers. That is it's so tough to read that one sometimes with all like the answers and stuff. I feel like I have a lisp when I do that, but let me go into the fan questions. I know we have a good amount. And we did promise another communal pod, which we will get to.
I think we should do a communal for
the
like
post games are good. The post games,
yeah.
Like we can do those maybe in Florida.
Well, can we? If you're at fucking Elbow Room every night,
true. Maybe not. Well, let me get to the fan questions. Okay, let's start with. All right, here's one. Does that okay? This is great. VKC.FK7. Does that performance put Chris Kreider in Conn Smythe discussion?
Yeah, I would say so. Why not? Right? Here's the thing, right? If you look at the Rangers stats right now,
he's got Kreider at 7 goals, 3 assists, 10 points, 10 games.
Right. And he obviously has the most goals on the team, sure. But like, you know, Vinny's, I think 6-8, Mika's like 3-11, and Panarin's like 4-8, 4-7, something like that. And
why do
and
you lie, I think, when you're clearly looking at it right in front of you?
I swear to God, I'm not.
No way you're bro, saying that out your ass.
I looked at it this morning. That's
Avery's
why.
Here, by the way.
Oh, okay. No, I
yeah,
looked at it.
Board,
yo, Avery, how many board. Avery, how many points does Trocheck have this series?
The series or in the playoffs?
Playoffs.
10?
Oh God, okay. Forget it.
14.
Well, no, I looked at it this morning. That's why I knew. I looked at it this morning. I did my prep.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess.
Yeah, it was fun.
Avery, is there anything you just wanted to say before we kind of continue? Because we've covered a good amount, but not everything.
So much.
Avery was buzzing, dude.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was golfing this morning and I hit a lot of traffic on the way home.
What'd you shoot?
What I do want to say before I do my Rangers thing, I wore my melon hat all round and I just came back from golf. There's no sweat, nothing on it. It's the greatest hat in the world. And let me tell you this. Let me tell you what we got for you. If you go to melon.com/bluecrew, you can get 30% off your purchase. And they don't do this. Melon doesn't really do this that often. So you got to go now, go get your melon hat. Someone already hit me and said that they got their melon hat using the code bluecrew. So do it right now. I don't think there's that much time left. I really don't. I think there's like a week left to do this. So go get your melon hats, melon.com/bluecrew. They're the greatest hats. They got antimicrobial technology in the hat so the sweat doesn't sweat through. It's incredible. The structure, everything about it. I wear a melon hat all the time. Go get it.
All right, Avery, the question that we were talking about when you hopped in was, does that performance put Chris Kreider in the Conn Smythe discussion?
Not only does it put him in the Conn Smythe discussion.
I don't think it does, to be honest.
Avery, how many points does Chris Kreider have?
God, you're putting me on the spot here. He's got to have over 10.
No, he has 10. He has 10, exactly.
Yeah, he just has 10. That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's Lof is 10, Kreider's 10, Panarin, I think, is 11 or 12, Mika's 13, and then I think Vinny's 14, and he leads our team. Something like that. I looked at it this morning.
I'll tell you right now. So – Vinny and Mika both have 14. Vinny has 6 goals, 8 assists. Mika has 3 goals, 11 assists. Panarin has 11, 4 goals, 7 assists. Kreider has 10, 7 goals, 3 assists. Lafreniere, 10, 4 goals, 6 assists. The next guy is Jack Roslovic with 2 goals, 5 assists.
So I was close enough.
Yeah,
man. But, all right, he's absolutely in the Conn Smythe debate, 100%. How could he not be? He literally saved the New York Rangers last night. He did.
Actually, we saved them, but he was number 2.
Well, Cody and I did. Did you talk about what happened?
I talked about the stool, bro. I talked about
it. I'm so mad I was late. I'm sorry.
We talked about it.
All good. It's all good.
Johnny was like,
did you guys really go to a corner, like a stool? I'm like, bro, yeah, you were just missing.
I was hopping around. Yeah, I was bouncing missing. Around.
Me and Avery were fucking in a prayer circle.
I was entertaining the bar.
Man, I think in terms of fandom, that's a top 5 night of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That was insane. Dude, that picture of Avery is the greatest photo I've ever captured in my entire life. It's just like, I couldn't even, like, I almost was crying, but I couldn't even, like, I can't even emphasize what Avery was feeling just because he was just, like, he was ready to ascend into the sky.
I really wanted to cry last night. I did. Yeah. And I'm not going to, like, force it, but.
I'm saving my
tears. It felt like a cry type moment where, and I was saying it from the start, the Rangers looked dead. They looked uninspired. They didn't really have much. And I said that it was going back to the garden. I didn't really have any confidence. And you guys know me, I'm optimist number one when it comes to the Rangers. I always give the optimist take.
We were planning the Zaretsky sign for Game 7. Kill me now.
I think that the reverse jinx finally worked. I think I had to just do it. And for Chris Kreider, a guy who, and I said he doesn't really perform in the later rounds. And for
that was the worst take I've ever heard.
And for him to come out of the locker room and say, like I said, save the Rangers. It's just another part of the DVD of the team of destiny. Like this team. I think they're gonna match up so much better against whoever they play in this third round because the Canes are a third round type of team, right? Like that's a team that you expect to see when you get to the third round because that's how good they are. Yeah. And when you go from the start, we talked about how the Rangers were gonna be there in 6, right? They were gonna win in 6, and that was what's gonna happen. And when you win 3 in a row, obviously your head starts going to sweep. They're gonna win in 5. And the Canes came out, and they finally decided to play their style of play, and it made me nervous after Game 5, 100%. I wasn't nervous after 4. I was very nervous after 5. But, and Johnny, you made such a good point on the last episode, and I didn't really think about this up until now. Home ice is so important, right?
Oh,
We always fight for it. But there is so much more pressure on the home team beyond. And everybody was saying all the pressure was on Carolina, right? I mean, on the Rangers, I felt like there was more on Carolina. Those are the games you're expected to win as at home. So the Rangers just found a way, and we've been talking about how they just need to find ways to win, especially in the playoffs, and they did it.
We got to ask him the question, Cody.
Oh, God, dude. Johnny's saying some shit that doesn't make sense, so he wants your...
I still think it made sense, validation. But I tried saying to Cody about, like, the no-quit New York team. Like, I was asked this morning if I would consider, like, resilient to be the Rangers' identity. And I said, while they are resilient in moments, I don't think they have to be as much as they used to be because they're more in the driver's. This team's more in the driver's seat than any other Rangers team I've seen.
Yeah, I think I don't know if resilient is the word. I'm trying.
Because they
faded off
and they're consistent. Like they have a couple bad stretches, but they are consistent for the most part.
They're literally dogs. They're literally fucking dogs, is what they are.
I think I like dogs better. Like the teeth like they're out thing just, that they have, the teeth out thing that they have makes so much edgy, sense. Dude.
They're fucking edgy,
and they just I'm trying to think. I don't know. Yeah, because resilient would be like they would be in every game, but the game five was awful. Yeah, they have grit. I think they just have all the pieces, man.
Grit in New York.
Yeah,
grit. This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
New York.
All right, let's get to another question. This is from Joe.
This is so cool, guys.
What? Just like having fun.
Just being able to do this. Shout out to everyone who came out. It was so fun. Awesome. I got 1,000 videos. I actually got a new one. Someone just sent me one. I want to look at it, but it was such a fun night.
We had
so
a great journey. We had like over 100 people there. That was awesome.
Oh my God. And it's so fun seeing everybody, man. Like,
we also said we're gonna do it again for game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final if there is one.
Yeah.
Saturday night, June 1st, 8 p.m.
Yeah, I think so. So my plan, before you get to the next question, my plan is I'm going to go back to Florida for 1 through 4, and then I will come back.
All right. Cool. Game 6, we'll do. I think we have to do American Whiskey again, right?
Yeah, dude, are you kidding
me?
It has to be locked. And Kevin also didn't hook me up with my shirt, so I have a bone to
pick. Oh, but you guys left, and he was like, I need sizes. And I was
really?
Yeah,
I was screaming, let's get to the garden. Let's run to the garden.
Yeah, dude. And you left. I got a shout out. I got to make a shout out. Ask a question, and I'm going to do a shout out.
The question was, which one is the save of the season, Igor on Stahl or Igor on Svech? I say Svech. That save was unreal. The blocker save, Svech all in alone, you know, 2.5 minutes ago, 6-on-5.
Yeah.
You know, that is a save that you look back on, and Svechnikov, I'm sure, looks back on and says, fuck, I should have buried that one.
I actually think the Stahl save was better. I think the Svech save was bigger.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, that's a good way to frame it.
I think the Svech save was like that.
He was like sprawling, right?
Yeah. The Svechnikov save, that's like a season-defining, season-saving save that you
– Yeah.
Nobody knows what happens if that game goes into OT. Nobody fucking knows what happens, you know? Mm-hmm.
100%, and yeah. I think you're right on both of those. My shout outs to Ryan over at Tau. I went to Tau last night. I had the time of my life.
What? You went to
Tau? I was with the New York Giants, bro. It was insane.
What?
Yep. Johnny doesn't look at the group chat.
It was me.
I was hammered. I wasn't reading the group.
It was me, Tommy DeVito, Danny Bellinger, Malik Nabers, the new guy, the rookie.
How did this happen?
Bro, Ryan hooked it up. He's like, come to Tau. I go, okay.
Was Ryan at? He was at the event.
Dude. He told me to go too.
Bro,
I didn't get invited.
Ryan's the coolest guy. Ryan's the coolest guy ever, man. He comes.
That was the guy wearing the
Rangers
hat, right?
Win. If the Rangers win, you're feeling up for it. Come to Tau after.
So. No way.
Yeah, he was a cool dude.
Hold on. I'll send you guys the video. That's it was crazy, so sick. Dude.
Damn.
Me and the New York Giants.
If the Jets were there, I would have went. But you know,
you would have hung out with the Giants. Shut up.
I would. Yeah, you're right. But Danny Cutlets, dude.
All right, so this next one, this is just a teaching
Tommy Cutlets, here. Tommy Cutlets, whatever the hell his name is.
This is from _Brandon_. What makes it a natural hat trick? I see everyone inserting the word natural in there. A natural hat trick is when a player scores 3 goals in a row in the game. So yep. Kreider scored the 2nd goal, 3rd goal, and 4th goal off of the Rangers, but also in the game.
No, in the same period. In the same period.
No, it's the game. You can have a natural hat trick in different periods.
Bro, and you guys left.
It's 3 straight goals in the game.
Oh, my God. You guys left and fucking go. You guys
I always thought it was the same period.
Nah.
Good to know.
Well, no. usually they happen in the same period because, like, it's not always that a goal, you know.
Yeah. Are you guys all talking right, over me? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we hear you, dude.
Bro, you guys left and Joe Tolleson showed up. We were just drinking.
No way.
Yeah, dude. You guys missed the best part. Yeah, and I forget his name. The guy who plays the organ.
Ray Castaldi.
Yes, he's the man.
They went to American Whiskey?
Yes, what? Dude. It was sick.
I was like, I'm going to the garden.
Nah, you fucked up.
I fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Joe Tolleson, it was a great time.
Here's an interesting question. Okay. Kevhog89, I mean, I think this is an obvious, but like not. He said, does Kreider deserve to lift the cup first if it happens? He's the captain without the C. Obviously, Trouba is lifting it first.
Yeah.
But there's no fucking doubt it's going right. He's going to hand it over right to Chris Kreider. I don't know if Trouba will actually skate with
it. It's going to be like Ray Bourque.
You know what would be pretty cool? If they did it together and each grabbed one hand. That'd be pretty sick.
I don't see that happening. But
lame.
But Trouba also has not won a cup. Like, he's going to want to lift that thing himself, too. And we're getting very carried away right now. We're getting so carried away.
But it's awesome. We should be. It's like today, up until business is back, you should be on cloud nine.
Dude,
enjoy these moments.
I'll never forget. Last night, we were down 3-1, and, you know, Johnny was in the bathroom again. But me and Avery were talking, and Avery was talking to me about how he doesn't know what he's going to do because he's got it now. He's going to delete Twitter, and he's gonna like, just go ghost. And he's like, dude, I don't know what I'm going to do for my new hobby. And we were so in the dumps, dude. And then out of nowhere, that Kreider goal saved not only our season, but saved our fandom.
Bro, Matthew Rainey got the sickest video of last night. Wait, dude, look at this.
Also, I did want to shout out to the Sportsnet crew. I believe it was Harnaran Singh and Louis DeBrusque on the call. And oh my god, that video is insane.
Dude, that's so sick.
Yeah.
Avery goes sick as video. It's literally just of him.
Just him.
It's just Avery.
Just him.
Dude, I gotta watch the highlights. I don't remember any of the goals.
I don't know about you guys, but I got home last night until 1 a.m. And you know, that's late for me, as you know. I was just fucking scrolling videos from the night.
Yeah,
like on Twitter, dude. Just like I couldn't sleep.
Sorry, Johnny. What were you saying about sports? They're awesome.
Well, I was going to shout them out because I always like to hear the different calls, you know, that play-by-play and color guys have.
Yeah.
You know, Sam Rosen and Dave had another classic one. I'll plug both of them in, honestly, and Kenny's too, just so people can like hear it from all different angles. I think it's cool to hear how everyone.
Amazing.
What's up?
Sam Rosen's was amazing.
Yeah, but
right off the boards, off the glass by Roslovic. Rangers dominant here. Rapper, they score! They score! The Rangers lead it 4-3.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Chris Kreider with a hat trick in the third period.
Now the pass across, they score! The Rangers take a 4-3 lead with 4:19 remaining. Long shift and the finish by Chris Kreider. A third period hat trick.
Sportsnet, I don't know if people picked up on it. So I actually tweeted today the Gary Thorne game 6 Messier call over the Kreider goal. Like do you believe it? Do you believe it? Mm-hmm. He said we will win game 6. He has just picked up the hat trick.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it? He said we will win game 6. He has just picked up the hat trick.
And Harnaran, I think that's how you say his name. I met him actually in Carolina. Super nice guy. He's the guy who did the Bonino, that call.
Uh-huh.
But he did, and I'll play it here. He was like, do you believe it? Like, kind of like a Gary Thorne tribute.
It was a bullet. The Rangers. Rapper on the tip is score! Can you believe it? Chris Kreider with the natural hat trick. The go-ahead goal in game 6. In hopes of finishing off the Hurricanes.
And Kreider scored the hat trick goal. I don't know if people put those together, but it was pretty cool that he did that.
That is cool.
So I just wanted to bring that up too. But we're getting a lot of questions about which team we prefer, obviously Florida or Boston. And we'll get into the preview. Avery, we talked about it before you got on here. once the winner is declared in that series, we'll kind of do like a preview episode of the Eastern Conference Final. But, you know, I think we're all on the same page. We prefer Boston over Florida. Avery's still like looking at fucking videos of himself.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's obsessed, dude.
You're still obsessed with yourself, dude. But
no, just like it was
Cody talked about it, Avery. You obviously want Boston also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Selfishly, I want to be able to go to the games and you guys come down to Florida.
Yeah.
But obviously the Rangers match up better against Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we did have like a unique question though. From M. Eichenblatt. If we play Florida, would that be a material advantage from an away crowd perspective? Because
Florida. You say Florida weird.
Florida?
You're like, if we play Florida.
How do you say it?
Johnny, you idiot.
Florida.
Whatever, bro. Answer the question.
You don't say Florida.
There'd be a lot of Ranger fans there.
Are you talking about the crowd?
Yeah, and it'll be all old people because they all fucking moved down there from
New York. There's going to be a lot.
It's crazy.
A ticket for game 7 in Florida is like $150.
Bro, I went to...
It's cheap.
That's what I'm saying.
People will fly to Florida and go to games there.
Yeah, I've considered it.
I went to...
Don't give me a game 7.
I went to the Bruins.
I'm saying game 7 for this series.
Oh, I was like, don't do that to me,
no,
dude.
No. I meant this round. Sorry, Avery. Continue.
I went to the Bruins Panthers game and there were guys wearing Ranger jerseys. I'm telling you, hilarious. It's gonna be packed with Rangers fans.
We have a couple of these questions.
Avery, I can't wait to hang out with you tomorrow night without Johnny.
All right, dude.
I still can't get over the fact that you're right behind me,
dude. It's actually the craziest thing. David
Pagnotta was like, he's the best.
He was like, yeah, I think I'm in like your. Like 123. Yeah, we're like, what? But he ended up being like 134 or something. But we're just, it's gonna be.
If you are going to Morgan Wallen, if you're a fan of the show or a fan of us, and you're going to Morgan Wallen, find me and gas me up. That's all. So, find me and act like I like saved your family from a burning building. You guys didn't think that was funny?
No, because
my house
burned down. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Every time I make a joke about it, Johnny gets super sad.
It's all good. Just have nightmares once a month.
Damn, that's crazy. Wait, damn, I'm sorry. That's so out of pocket.
No, I love when I can make people feel uncomfortable with those.
It was actually the third
You succeeded in making
Avery's sweating right now. His face is bright red.
Yep, I'm sweating, but you can't see it because of melon hat. Dude, I'm so good. I can fucking do this all day.
Yeah, the vibes are incredibly high. But the questions that we have now, B Litris 9 and Jackknife 82 are asking about like, does facing the adversity now feel good now that we're out of it? You know, like it was basically, I don't want to say sweat free for 7 games, but like you felt it. You know, this last 4 or 5 days, like you felt the anxiety and everything of playoff hockey. We got a pup appearance coming on.
I think it was nice to finally get get it out of the way. It's still going to happen against whoever we play next. They're two teams that are just so fucking annoying to play against, Florida and Boston.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pesky teams, especially Florida. And I was talking to my buddy who's a diehard Bruins fan. And he's like, if you play Florida, you're going to hate them. Like, worse than the Canes. Hate how they play. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Cody?
Well said. No, I mean, listen, I agree. I think either one's going to be a grind. You know, Avery said it best before. Obviously, in terms of matchup, we match up so much better against Boston. I think Florida's somewhat of a similar team to us in the way they're constructed, right? Like, Bob, Igor, you know, they have a good mix of
skill and grit too.
Exactly. So I think it's very similar. I do see Florida going to 6 or 7 games, right? Like, whereas Boston, like you wouldn't be surprised if somehow they did it in 5, right? So like, I think in terms of that, like, yes, but I think either way, whoever you play, you're going to sweat it out at this point. Cause it's it's conference finals, baby.
Yeah, no, good. Well said. Next one from Mark Schiraldi. Was Avery confident that we would come back? I was already at game 7. Unbelievable LGR.
I was at game 7 too, man. I was not confident.
Yeah, I mean,
I have to be honest. I am the optimist, but I'll be honest.
We had a lot of doubts,
dude. I had the full plan. Like, I was going on airplane mode tomorrow night, and just Avery was like, "I'm going to join you," and just we were fully baked out. And Chris Kreider told us to shut the fuck up. So
it was one of those things where, and I know I went on like a rant saying like none of it matters, none of the stuff that you wear, nothing matters. But the one thing I decided to do was, I don't know how it started, but at AJ and Alex's apartment.
Those two are nuts, by the way. FaceTiming them was electric. Shout out to
It was just Alex. Oh my God. Johnny was blacked out.
Yeah, I was fucked up.
Johnny was blacked. Holy shit. Hammered. Alex calls us with just no shirt on, and he just isn't saying anything, just smiling. Like, we're all going.
Yeah,
like,
we should have him on the show soon.
I've been asking to. We should do a live one at the Better
Alex
Studio.
Alex is afraid of
Florida,
people, but AJ would probably come on.
Yeah, there. We can do that. Also, I think we should get Sean Avery back on. I've been talking to him. He said that there was no way that the Rangers were winning last night, but they did.
Tell him to come back on.
Yeah.
100% we'll get him back on. But so I don't know how it started, but one day they bought cotton candy grapes and I was on like my super health kick or whatever, and I had already eaten dinner, and I was like, oh, I'll just like have one. It was at intermission, I'll have one. And the Rangers like go off in the next period and score. So then they give me another, and then they win. And ever since then, I would just have one grape after each period. So last night at the bar, I brought grapes in my pocket, like a bag in my pocket. And after every period, I would just eat one and send a video to them. And I guess it just worked.
Yeah, I didn't even have a grape. I wanted a grape.
Dude, Avery,
yeah, you're not a part of it.
Avery wouldn't give me one. I was like trying to grab one from him. He's like, my grapes. Fucking trying to stiff arm me for a goddamn green grape. But dude, you didn't even have the good color, bro. Like the
cotton candy, bro.
What?
They're cotton candy grapes.
Is that like the type of grape, what they're actually called?
Yeah. I know you just said you never had cotton candy grapes?
No.
Oh,
I mean, honestly, maybe I have.
They're amazing.
Oh my God. So
I'm actually not the biggest grape guy. Funny enough, like I love fruit, but Jackie's a huge grape person. Every time we get grapes, I absolutely love them, but for some reason I never crave them. Weird.
The green ones, like just the regular green ones, suck. The red ones
purple
are great.
Purple, red, whatever you want to call them. Yeah.
The cotton candy grapes are no joke. They're so good.
Yeah. Cody, you got to go in like a minute or two, you said?
Yeah.
Do you want to bring up the Kako thing to Avery?
Yeah, no. So listen, Avery, Johnny and I talked about it. We both agreed Kako kind of sucks ass. And
I didn't say that.
Yeah. Like, hear me out. I know you said to date, right? Like after the first series, this is my question for you. And then I got to go. After the first series, you said the third line didn't need to be offensive, which is fine. And, you know, they were doing their job in other ways. Last series, again, they weren't very offensive, minus the one, you know, Cooley goal. I think he had a goal or somebody had a goal, but
Cooley scored in game two, right? No, game two is home. He scored in game four, whatever
it was. So my question to you is now they are going against a tough team, and I think they're going to need a full fledged top nine, you know, everybody to be offensive to an extent. Does that mean that the third line needs to score an abundance of goals? No. But do they need to score some goals and make some things happen outside of just being like, you know, grinders? Like, I think they do. So I want to hear kind of your thoughts on, like, I just don't think Kako has been effective. I really don't. I want him to be. I thought he was going to be better. I thought he was going to be better. And I think at this point, like, dude, he's like they need him, and he's not giving them what they need, and he's been kind of invisible for stretches, different games. So,
can I say one thing before you go, Avery?
Yeah,
and I don't want this to change your opinion, but I definitely am. I'm not saying everything has to be so positive all the time, but there's been so much bashing of certain guys. Like obviously, Trouba and Gus have gotten a lot of bashing. Kako's gotten a lot of bashing. You know, those are the three that stand out the most. But like, the team's fucking winning.
Yeah,
and there's people who are like, we gotta take like who said that Ruedel should be playing right now?
That was the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Someone said that at the bar last night.
Yeah, some guys said that to us, and we were like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, like,
and he said instead of Trouba, not even instead of Gus, he was like instead of Trouba, like yeah, let's bench our captain. That'll ever happen.
Let's also remember this team is winning hockey games.
Yeah,
like you can have guys who certainly you know, don't make it so much prettier and so much better, but like the result is all that matters at the end of the day. And yes, I'm not saying Trouba and Gus are amazing. I'm not saying mm-hmm. they're dog shit. I'm saying they're good in certain aspects. Obviously, there are some things that stick out, but the team is winning hockey games.
Facts. All right, Avery, I got to go. So give me your quick Kako rebuttal.
I think individually he hasn't been what we want him to be, but I think when you talk about the puzzle to a Stanley Cup winning team, I think he's a necessary piece, especially on that third line. I think the third line as a unit is very good together, but I think his individual video. What?
You tweeted that video. I just saw it.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, no, as a unit, that line is great. I think that they shut teams down defensively. They just don't really have that offensive knack. It's all matchup based, right? It's all going to be dependent on how well they match up against the Florida's third line or whoever they decide to throw out against them. We'll see. I think that you leave it game one. They're winning. They're finding ways to win. So you leave it game one. And if they have to make adjustments, they will. But I would love to see a little bit better individual effort out of Kako. Absolutely.
Well said. All right, boys. LFGR, keep going.
All right. Good stuff, Cody. You're going to the Yankee game, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Please try to get me the jersey.
Can you get me one too?
I already have a plan. I'm gonna like beg them. Can I have one for my little son who's 7 years old? Which
okay. His name's Avery. I'm top priority though, because I'm actually a Yankees fan. And then if you can get another one, ask Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a Yankee
fan. All right.
Fan.
Later, boys.
Really love you.
Bye. Later. Have fun. Love you. All right. A couple more questions we can get there. Or did you want to make any points? Because like you didn't really have.
Yeah, now that the loser's gone.
Yeah. Fuck Cody, dude. Wait, that guy, Matty Moran, dude, I love him. He's unreal.
Oh, he is awesome.
He's good stuff.
We're basically saying that he's like the newest member.
The newest co-host.
Yeah. Sorry. Hold on. I can't get
You're
over.
You're so obsessed with yourself. It's insane.
I just can't get over this video. I got to put it on my story.
It's great.
Tag
the Blue Crew when you post on your Instagram.
100%.
Or do you want me to post it from the account?
Sure.
Okay. Just send it to me.
Okay. But no, I think I've said my piece on mm-hmm. how I felt. Like, I just think that you said it best, and I don't really want to sound like a broken record, but the home ice thing was like, that's probably one of the best things you said on the show. Cause it makes sense. It started to really make sense to me last night.
Like, well, look around the league too.
Yeah. There's just so much more pressure on the home team than you would think. Everyone was saying, oh, the Rangers have all the pressure. Cause you don't want to let them win. And obviously you don't want to let them win and go back to game seven. Cause then it's game seven, but mm-hmm. Carolina, they had to close out that game. Like they had to win two games in a row to win the series. So
that is a choke job.
Oh my God, dude.
If you're a Canes fan, like you gotta be, man, they've been so good for so long, and yet every year it's the same exact thing.
Like, and they have a laundry list of free agents.
Yeah. So
laundry list.
What the fuck are you thinking if you're a Canes fan right now? Do you want to go into another question or any other things you want to say?
Keep rocking. I'm sure we've had a ton.
We've had a good amount. We have some more. A lot of them are also similar, but okay. This is Te_Shib, who has a couple questions, actually, some good ones. Hard to criticize the team going to the Eastern Conference Final, but is it concerning they seemingly can't play a full 60?
But show me
one fucking team in the playoffs that dominates for a full 60.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
And I say it all the time. I'm like, everybody micromanages us because we're like really the only team that we watch, right? Like everybody watches the playoffs, and I honestly, it's funny.
Like even Dallas, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to my friend and I was like, I actually have not watched one Western Conference game. I couldn't tell you the series. Yeah, I couldn't. And now I know them now because we were talking about it, but before that, I couldn't tell you what any of the series were at. So I don't really know. And I think that nobody's playing a full 60. It's tough. Like you look at Florida, they're up 3-1. Now the pressure's back on. Like they got a win tonight. And I just think that you have to stop micromanaging the way we play. Like we're just finding ways to win. And that's the key, is that we're the team of destiny. We're finding ways to win and stop trying to change things that aren't broken. Right.
Yeah.
Like let's just stick to the script. They found their way. And now we got to go back to, we can enjoy what we have right now. It's been amazing. and we go back to business either after tonight or after Sunday. So stick to the script, guys. Team of Destiny. It's happening.
Mm-hmm. Do you have RA's number by any chance?
I do.
Send him the link. I DM it to him, but just tell him to pop in if he can quick.
Yeah, let me he's a generational Rangers hater.
Yeah. But well, this next question from Teshiv again, and I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. I'd love for you to DM the account and like let us know the pronunciation. That's for anyone who I pronounce wrong. But he said Spittin' Chicklets had a take that Rangers fans suck for booing the team for Game 5. Thoughts? RA went on a rant, I'm pretty sure, about the Rangers fans booing, right?
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts? I want to see if he can come in and talk about it, though. I DM'd him the link, but I don't know if he'll see the DM.
What do you think? I don't know.
I was all for it. Listen, if you're – but I said it's situational. Like, if your team is out of the game down 4-1 the way they were, power play not clicking, and you pay $400 to be in those seats, you have every right to fucking boo if you want. You know, you can't – I don't think you throw shit at them, but you can boo.
Yeah.
But if they're down one goal and not playing well, no, like, don't boo. But if the game is out of reach, you know?
Yeah, I'm of the type where I just don't like to boo them in general. I just think that.
Yeah, well, in a moment like that where they really didn't have anything and, you know, the fans are in the building expecting a clinch to the conference final and you kind of have a fucking collapse in the third period, I think it's okay to boo. And that's a part of being in New York, dude. Like, that's.
I don't boo, but yeah. I think at times they need it.
Yeah.
I think they need to know how we feel because. You know, we're not out there on the ice, but we do play a factor in a lot of things. Like,
and that probably pissed them off a bit going into Game 6.
100%. You don't want to get booed on your own home ice, like after the season they've had. So,
no.
I think that they need it for sure. But I just don't do it because I'm a loser. I guess I don't know.
No, you're not. I don't think you're a loser, but I think fans are. I'm trying to be careful how I word this, but like fans. Are what make the NHL what it is, right? Like you talk about the bubble and everything and players hated playing in front of no crowds, you know, like, so if you want to boo and that's the emotion around the game and around the team, then boo. Like, I don't think it's called for every game, but you know, if again, like I said, if your team is down one goal and they're in the game, like don't boo, encourage. But if they're down three with 2 minutes left and the power play can't get in the fucking zone, boo them. You know, like it shouldn't happen every game, but in moments like that, I think it's okay.
Yeah, 100%. I sent him the link.
You did? Okay, cool. But yeah, I mean, that's just something that maybe I'm wrong in that. You know, last night, actually, I thought it was awesome. You obviously didn't see this because you don't watch the Western Conference, and I didn't see it live. I saw it on Twitter this morning. I was too fucked up to watch any game last night, but I was so drunk. I haven't been this hungover in like a long ass time. But the Vancouver Canucks fans, I don't know if you caught Elias Pettersson's presser where he was like, you know, they asked him what's been going wrong the last 3 months with your offensive production. He was like, good question. Like he didn't even have an answer.
Yeah.
But the Canucks fans last night were chanting, let's go Petey. Like really trying to get him going. And it was cool. Like I love shit like that. You know, when a guy is clearly down and you want to boost them up, like I think that shit's great. Let me see, we have a couple more questions I think here. This is funny. Mike_D92, who was more mad, Biz or Lecision? Dom is taking a fucking beating on Twitter right now, but yeah, also man. I think I saw a tweet. Did Biz say like this is going 7 last night or something before the third period started? And like I think I saw some crazy like kind of cold take or whatever.
Maybe, but my thing, and listen, it's easy to rag on Dom because it was like,
yeah,
whatever, but it's all statistical, right? Like it's just numbers. I don't think it's not opinion based, right? It's just based on how the Rangers and the
I think it's a little opinion though.
The percentage,
it's how much you take into account of those stats and of what the analytic really tells you.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's analytics, right? Like, I mean, I guess he could dive more into it and find other.
Well, no. It's just how much you take in account. It's really
yeah. No, I know. Listen, I
Like, do you measure shots on goal over like having the Panarin, Zibanejad, Fox, Troch? Like, do you think having better talent is more important, or having more depth, I guess, is more important? Like, it's kind of.
Well,
like
I don't think that's
kind of where the stats come in, though, a little bit.
What, based on how good of players they are? No, it's stats.
Like five on five and depth and all that is weighed into analytics. What?
I'm just saying, like, they're just numbers, right?
Like, yeah, but like, here's the point I'm trying to make. Like, high danger chances, that specific stat, right? Like, the Canes had more at five on five coming in. Like, that was a stat that they had. But you don't measure, like, when Panarin has a high danger chance, it ranks the same as Stefan Nason getting a high danger chance. It's not like it's so when you really think about it, like, if Panarin is getting five chances a game, but the Canes as a team are getting like seven or eight, and it's from their, you know, third, fourth line, that analytic would favor them over the Rangers.
Yeah. Okay. You know, yeah, I see that. I'm just saying, like, he's just punching numbers into a thing.
Yeah.
That comes out.
He's doing his job. Like, of course.
So yeah, I don't think we need to really shit on him.
No. We already did like our fuck you, Dom. We love you. But yeah. All right. This next one from Andrew Smith, 1399. Where does Christopher James Kreider rank on Rangers single game playoff performer? I mean, the stat was like, what was it? First player since Messier and Gretzky to have like a third period hat trick. Rangers play, or the only three of those three guys.
He's so good. I don't know where I would put him, but he's up there.
Well, man. No, just the game. Where does that game rank for individual performance?
Oh.
I mean, the only other players I can like really think of for playoff games, like individual
Broussard
in Tampa, what, the 4.9 or something? That was crazy, right? Yeah, yep. Sick game. Henrik obviously is in there.
Yeah. Step on.
But that's not like a game performance. That's a goal. Like, I'm trying to think of like dominant game. Like, who has really been. Like, there's not many that stick out, right?
I'd have to really dig deep.
Yeah,
if you can't dig deep, which you remember everything, I certainly won't be able to.
Off the top of my head, I'm struggling.
Yeah, Broussard sticks out. Henrik, obviously, mm-hmm. No brainer. But I don't know if there's. I know I'm like missing one for sure, and everyone's gonna reply. I just don't. I'm not. It's not.
No, I really don't like. Mika's game six against Pittsburgh was a big one. He had those two.
Yeah.
He had those two goals in the second period. Then he had the assist on Kreider's goal. Or I think he had 4 points also. I think he had 4 points in that game too. But he had those two one timers in Pittsburgh that like got the Rangers back in that game, and that was sick. Yeah. So I put Mika in there as well for that.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
All right, we got a couple more. Eric Sawyer, 89. Can we all agree that Team of Destiny Avery is way better than sad and depressed Avery?
I would say so. Yeah, it was surprising the number of people that replied and said that it made them sad to see me sad. I don't typically get sad, but I've been to a lot of Ranger games that they've lost, and game five was just so bad, man. They didn't give us anything to cheer about. I mean, like the Trouba goal, but besides that, like it just felt, it was not like a boring game, but nothing happened until the third period other than the Trouba goal. So it was just like, it was almost like sitting and waiting for your death, because you get the goal, but the Rangers were getting outplayed in the first two periods by a gigantic margin. They were all over the Rangers, so it was like waiting. Yeah, it was like the death penalty. But it's good to be happy again. Hopefully it carries over and we keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll try to be as happy as can be, guys.
Speaking of that, this one's from Lindsay Egan. When was the last time the vibes were this high? But actually, like, really think about it, because I would say maybe after the game two win against Tampa, because it felt like everything was going their way. But even then, it was kind of like, oh, we're still going to get shit kicked by Colorado if we play them in the final. So like for me, it might go back.
Still, though, like,
for me, it might go back to 2015, honestly.
I don't know, man. In the moment, after going up 2-0 against Tampa, in the moment, and you might not remember the exact feeling, but for me, mm-hmm. yeah, it was like they're gonna go to the Stanley Cup. Because you're not really thinking about Colorado.
Had a chance to win it in 2020.
Yeah, but in the moment of them winning the game, I wasn't thinking like, oh, they're gonna lose in the Stanley Cup. Like I'm thinking like, oh my God, we're going to the Stanley Cup.
That's fair. You're more of an in the moment guy than I am.
Ooh, actually, no. Timeout. When Patrick Kane scored,
I was thinking that too. But that's the first round.
Doesn't matter. That was like, oh my God, like this team is gonna be so good.
We were fucking laughing. Yeah. We were laughing. All right, let's find maybe one more. Let's see here. Okay, this is from Tom period Mac. Awesome win, super stoked, but Foxy was quiet that series. Thoughts?
Yeah, people were talking about, like, is he hurt or whatnot, and I don't know.
I definitely don't think he's 100%.
Yeah, he doesn't look 100%, but I think he'll be fine, guys. I'm not too worried about Adam Fox.
Yeah, I still think he's effective and impactful. But we talked about it before you hopped on. Ryan Lindgren was fucking amazing last night.
Yeah, and it's funny. You see all the analytic nerds and whatnot talking about how they would be stupid to give Ryan Lindgren a contract and this and that. And I just like I don't want to hear it. He's a gamer in the playoffs. I don't want to hear it.
Next one from Cuckoo_butt.
He didn't need to read that.
Oh, I gotta give.
I'm just saying, it's just funny. Yeah.
With everything surrounding the Rangers in 94, how has Vancouver been feeling? They're up 3-2 in their series right now. I don't even know if you knew that, Avery.
I found that out today. I heard JT Miller scored a goal.
A game-winning goal, and the whole crowd was chanting, JT Miller. That's pretty sick.
That is so cool.
Big slap in the face to Pasha.
Yeah, I think it's lining up.
Yeah, that'd be crazy lining if we played them. All right, and we'll do like one more. Mark Schiraldi, are you guys going to be in Florida for game 3 or 4? I'll be there for one of them on vacation. I'll be at both. Avery, you gonna be both too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so those games are Sunday and Tuesday. Sunday is a 3 p.m. game, which is sick. Memorial Day weekend, go out right after.
Oh my God, I forgot it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
right, I will. So are you gonna stay Monday?
Yeah, the game's Tuesday. The next game's
right, because that's game 3. Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, I'll be there. Dude. I'll be there Saturday to Wednesday, probably.
Oh, the boys are gonna have a fucking time. If
definitely hitting elbow room Sunday night. That's
for sure. My God, elbow room, the casino.
Yeah,
you get ready, Johnny.
You gotta show me some spots.
Yeah, no, we're gonna have a good time. We every time someone comes down to visit, we should do. I take people to Komodo. We should do Komodo.
I've never been.
Yeah, we should do Komodo one night. There? What's up?
Are you plugged there?
No, we can get a reservation.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, make one. Make one for maybe Saturday night.
Yeah.
So or down. Monday night, or even Sunday night, honestly, after the game.
So down.
I also want to go to, what's that place with the amazing wraps, like Pura Vida?
We can do better than that.
That place is so good, dude.
Pura Vida is good, but... don't worry about Pure.
I love that place. All right. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
It's just, I've been saying it. Just enjoy the moment. Cloud 9 until we get back to business with whoever we play, either Florida or Boston. But just take it all in right now. It's a great time to be a Ranger fan. It's a great time, you know, to be a part of this community. I can't even find the words to thank everybody who came out said hi to us. It means the world to us that you spend the time and you listen, and for people to say, you know, this podcast helps them get through shit and whatnot, it helps us get through stuff too. You know when there's something bad happening and we get on to record, it's great because I love Johnny, I love Cody, and I love doing this. This is a hobby for me. This isn't like, you know, this isn't my job. This is my full-time job. I would love it to be one day, but this is something.
So Cody.
Oh my God. This is just something that I love to do, and I love sharing it with you guys. So thank you. I had such a fun time. And
what are you, Mark Messier?
What?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the Mark Messier.
Bro, speaking of Mark Messier, hoping to get him on. It'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're kind of talking to him and Sean McDonough about coming on the show.
Yep.
We'll clear the air with Sean about if he hates Ranger fans or not or something.
I would love to talk to Sean McDonough. I need that interview to have. Listen, I've grown to really like him. I actually think that he's ingrained in terms of like big moments for the Rangers in the past couple of years. So you start to resonate certain situations with his voice because he's called so many.
I have the Zibanejad. Like he, yeah, like, that's in my.
He does do Zibanejad so well.
So well,
yeah. Yeah.
He does. I mean, Mika always scores the big goals too. That's, you know, mm-hmm. it's, but yeah. All right. That's going to wrap it up. You want to do the sign off?
LFGR, baby.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.